This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Team Synergy mistakes to avoid when onboarding new members. The hidden errors that quietly break team momentum from day one. In short, the team synergy mistakes that do the most damage during onboarding are rarely dramatic. They are quiet errors of omission that disconnect a new member before they ever find their footing, skipping the unwritten rules and leaving new members to guess the culture, treating onboarding as information transfer rather than relational integration, excluding new members from real collaboration during the settling in period. Definition: team synergy mistakes are the specific errors in communication, structure, and inclusion that prevent a new member from integrating into the group's collective rhythm. These mistakes fracture collaboration, reduce trust, and break the shared momentum a team has built over time. You thought the hard part was the hiring. I have made that mistake more times than I care to count. You bring someone talented through the door, hand them a schedule, introduce them around, and assume the team will absorb them naturally. 6 weeks later, the person is technically present and functionally invisible. The team keeps moving without them, and nobody is quite sure why. The trouble with team synergy mistakes during onboarding is that they rarely announce themselves. There is no single moment of failure. Instead, the new member slowly drifts to the edge of the group's orbit, and by the time anyone notices, the pattern is set. In this article, you will learn to recognize 6 specific mistakes that quietly fracture collective momentum during onboarding, and exactly what to do about each one. If you are new to this subject, what is team synergy and why it matters is a solid place to start before you continue. Why onboarding threatens team synergy more than most leaders realize. Most leaders treat onboarding as an administrative task. They tick the boxes: desk set up, systems access granted, team lunch booked. What they really do is think about the relational architecture underneath those tasks. The problem is that good team synergy is built on invisible agreements, norms, rhythms, communication habits, and trust accumulated over months or years. A new member lands in the middle of all that with no map. Here is why the damage tends to go undetected until it is well established. The new member stays polite. Most people in a new job work hard not to seem difficult. They smile, they nod, they do not raise the alarm when they are lost. This politeness reads as contentment when it is actually confusion. The existing team does not notice what it is not sharing. The group knows its own norms so well that it no longer sees them. Nobody thinks to explain what is never questioned. Progress looks like integration. The new person learns the systems. They start attending meetings. From the outside, it looks like onboarding is working. The relational gap is invisible from a distance. Synergy problems are slow building. Unlike a visible conflict, a fractured connection between a newcomer and the team develops gradually, over weeks, before it becomes obvious. Leaders are busy. The first few weeks of onboarding often fall precisely when leaders are most stretched. The assumption that everything is fine replaces the practice of checking whether it actually is. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Mistake 1. Dumping information instead of building connection. You have seen this one. Day 1, the new person gets a laptop, a handbook, and a calendar full of back-to-back introductory meetings. They leave the first week knowing where the bathrooms are and almost nothing about how this team actually operates. Why it happens? Leaders confuse information transfer with integration. The logic is understandable. The new person needs to know things, so you tell them things. But team synergy does not grow from knowledge. It grows from relationship, and relationship takes time and genuine conversation. Why it matters? A person overloaded with information, but starved of connection, will default to caution. They hold back ideas, wait to be told what to do, and never quite step into the team's collaborative rhythm. What to do about it? Slow the information schedule down. In the first week, prioritize one genuine conversation per day with a different team member, structured around the question, "What do I wish someone had told me when I joined?" This builds connection and transfers cultural knowledge simultaneously. Reserve systems training for week 2. Eamon's note: I have watched this one destroy teams that had every other thing right. Mistake 2. Leaving the unwritten rules unspoken. Every team has a set of norms. It has never written down how decisions really get made, who speaks first in meetings, what topics are off limits, how disagreement is handled. New members are expected to absorb these by observation. Some do, many do not. Why it happens? The existing team is so fluent in its own culture that those norms are invisible to them. Nobody hides the rules deliberately. They simply forget the rules exist at all. Why it matters. A new member who violates an unwritten norm will feel the team's reaction without understanding its cause. That confusion erodes confidence, reduces contribution, and creates quiet resentment on both sides. This is one of the fastest ways to break psychological safety before it has a chance to form. What to do about it? Assign a team member, not the leader, to have a direct conversation with the new person in week 2. The brief is simple. Here are 3 things about how we work that nobody will ever officially tell you. Make this part of your standard onboarding system. Eamon's note. The unwritten rules always surface eventually. The only question is whether the new person learns them before or after they break one. Mistake 3. Excluding new members from real collaboration too early. Here is the one that surprises most leaders. You are protecting the new member. You want to give them time to settle before you pull them into the real work. That instinct is kind, and it is quietly damaging. Why it happens? Leaders worry that throwing someone into the deep end will overwhelm them, so they keep the new member on lighter tasks while the real collaborative work continues without them. The intention is care. The effect is exclusion. Why it matters? Team synergy is not built by watching. It is built by doing together, navigating difficulty together, and solving problems together. Keep a new member on the sidelines for too long, and the team's natural rhythm closes around the gap they should have occupied. For a fuller picture of this dynamic, signs your team lack synergy, and how to fix it is worth your time. What to do about it? By the end of week 2, give the new member a genuine, small contribution to a real team deliverable. Not busy work. Something that requires them to interact with at least 2 other team members to complete. Structure it so success is likely, but make it real. Eamon's note. You cannot integrate someone into a team by keeping them separate from the team's actual work. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Mistake 4. Failing to define role boundaries clearly. You told them the job title. You shared the job description. You showed them the org chart. And yet, 3 weeks in, they're stepping on a colleague's territory and cannot understand why the atmosphere has chilled. Why it happens? Job descriptions describe responsibilities in isolation. They do not describe where one person's authority ends and another's begins. On a well-functioning team, people have negotiated those edges informally over time. The new person has not had that time. Why it matters? Role ambiguity is one of the most consistent threats to team synergy. When people are unsure where their lane is, they either overreach or undercontribute, and both behaviors create friction. What is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy covers this in depth. What to do about it? In the first week, hold a brief meeting between the new member and the 2 or 3 colleagues whose roles most closely intersect with theirs. Their gender is one question. Where do our responsibilities overlap? And how do we want to handle those areas? 20 minutes. Write down the answers. Eamon's note. Role confusion left unaddressed in the first month becomes resentment by the third. Mistake 5. Treating onboarding as a one-way process. The new member is learning about the team. That much is understood. What most leaders miss is that the team also needs to adjust to the new member. When only one side does the work, integration stalls. Why it happens? The framing of onboarding is almost always how do we get this person up to speed. That question puts all the motion on the new person and none on the existing team. The team's habits, assumptions, and communication patterns are treated as fixed ground. Why it matters. A team that never examines its own patterns in response to a new member will slowly condition the member to become invisible. This runs directly counter to the kind of reciprocal trust that makes collective momentum possible. For beginners who want to understand what that momentum actually looks and feels like, Team Synergy for Beginners. A simple guide to getting started is a practical starting point. What to do about it? In week 3, run a short team conversation without the new member present. Ask, what are we assuming this person already understands that we have never actually explained? Then follow up directly. This small act of honest self-examination is one of the most powerful tools available to a leader during onboarding. Eamon's note. Integration is a two-way road, and most teams only pave one direction. Mistake 6. Waiting for problems to surface before checking in. Most leaders schedule a formal check-in at 30 days. In my experience, 30 days is too late to prevent the majority of onboarding damage. The critical period is the first 2 weeks, and that window passes without any structured conversation at all. Why it happens? Leaders are busy. Formal review cycles feel like enough, and because the new member is not visibly struggling, there seems to be no urgency. But silence is not satisfaction. It is often just a person managing their discomfort quietly. Why it matters? The small confusions and disconnections of week one harden into fixed patterns by week three. A person who felt unsure about their place in the team but never raised it will eventually stop expecting to be fully included. That expectation shapes every interaction that follows. How to communicate role expectations clearly to prevent synergy-breaking confusion gives you a clear framework for making these conversations easier. What to do about it? Build a 10-minute check-in into day 5, day 10, and day 20. Not a performance review. A direct, honest conversation with three questions. What is making sense so far? What is still unclear? Do you feel like part of this team yet? The last question is the one that matters most. Eamon's note. A new member who feels they can't raise a concern in week one will not raise one in month six either. The pattern behind these team synergy mistakes. These mistakes really appear in isolation. When I see one, I almost always find two or three more alongside it. The single most common root cause is this leader's design onboarding around information, not belonging. The entire structure of most onboarding processes is built on the assumption that a person becomes functional when they know enough. But functional and integrated are very different things. A person can be fully informed and still feel like a stranger in the room. Beneath that is a second pattern: the existing team's comfort is protected over the new member's integration. Every team has a settled rhythm, and a new person disrupts it. The natural response is to let the new person orbit the group until the rhythm restores itself. The problem is that the rhythm never restores to include them unless someone deliberately makes space. A third pattern runs through nearly every failure I have witnessed. No one owns the relational side of onboarding. The administrative side has an owner. The systems training has an owner. The relational integration, the belonging, the trust building has no owner at all. It is left to chance, and chance is not reliable. Fix the root, and most of the symptoms resolve. If you've experienced a more serious breakdown and need a path back, how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change offers a direct approach. Your diagnostic checklist. Use this checklist to assess where you or your team currently stand. The new member received a scheduled conversation with each direct colleague in their first week. Beyond a brief introduction, someone explicitly explained the team's unwritten norms and communication habits to the new member. The new member contributed to real collaborative work before the end of their second week. Role boundaries between the new member and their closest colleagues were discussed and agreed in a direct conversation. The existing team examined its own assumptions about what the new member already understood. A check-in conversation happened at day 5, not just at day 30. The new member was directly asked whether they feel like part of the team yet. No team member has made a significant decision in the new person's area without including them. The new member has raised at least one question, concern, or idea in a team setting. The leader can name two specific things the new member has contributed to team conversations. The new member knows how to navigate a disagreement with a colleague according to this team's norms. Onboarding responsibility for the relational side has been assigned to a specific person. If you checked three or fewer items, serious integration work is needed immediately. If you checked 4 to 7, address the highest impact items first, starting with unwritten rules and real collaboration. If you checked 8 or more, the foundation is sound. Maintain the momentum through month 2. How to start fixing this? Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Name an integration owner. Assign one person, not the leader, responsibility for the relational side of onboarding. Give them a simple brief 3 conversations in 2 weeks, each with a different colleague. This single change addresses more onboarding failures than any other repair. Number 2. Run the unwritten rules conversation. Before the end of week 2, have a trusted team member sit with a new person for 30 minutes and share the cultural norms the handbook never covers. Frame it as a gift, not a warning. Number 3. Create a real contribution by day 10. Identify one small, genuine piece of work the new member can contribute to alongside at least two colleagues, not an observation exercise. Actual collaborative work with visible output. Number 4. Move the first check-in to day 5. Ask 3 questions: what makes sense, what is unclear, and do they feel like part of the team? Write down the answers. Act on one of them before day 10. Number 5. Review role boundaries directly. Before the end of week 1, hold a 20-minute conversation between the new member and their closest colleagues about where responsibilities overlap and how those edges will be handled. For the full process of building clear expectations from the start, how to communicate role expectations clearly to prevent synergy-breaking confusion gives you a practical framework you can apply immediately. Summary. You can now see what most leaders miss entirely during onboarding: the relational architecture that either holds a new member in or quietly pushes them to their edge. Team synergy mistakes during onboarding are almost always errors of omission, not commission. Information transfer is not integration. Belonging requires deliberate effort from the whole team. Unwritten rules, role boundaries, and early collaboration are the 3 most critical elements to address in week 1. Check-ins at day 5 and day 10 prevent the patterns that a 30-day review can no longer reverse. The relational side of onboarding must have a named owner or it will not happen. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. You earn it deliberately, especially in those first 2 weeks when a new person is still deciding whether they truly belong here. Frequently asked questions. What are the most common team synergy mistakes during onboarding? The most common team synergy mistakes during onboarding include failing to explain group norms, isolating the new member from real collaboration, and overloading them with information before they have built any relational trust. Each mistake quietly fractures the collective momentum before the new person has settled in. How do team synergy mistakes affect new members long term? Team synergy mistakes made in the first weeks of onboarding create patterns that are very hard to reverse. A new member who feels excluded or unclear about their role early on will often disengage, hold back ideas, and never fully integrate into the team's collaborative rhythm. Can team synergy recover after poor onboarding? Yes, team synergy can recover after poor onboarding, but it requires deliberate effort. The team leader must acknowledge the gap, re-establish role clarity, and create structured moments for the new member to contribute visibly. Recovery is possible within 4 to 8 weeks if addressed directly. Why is team synergy so fragile during onboarding? Team synergy is fragile during onboarding because the existing team already has established rhythms, shorthand, and trust. A new member disrupts those patterns simply by arriving. Without intentional integration, the group defaults to protecting its existing flow, which pushes the newcomer to the margins. What does poor team synergy look like after a new hire joins? Poor team synergy after a new hire joins looks like side conversations that exclude them, decisions made without their input, and a noticeable split between the established group and the newcomer. The new person contributes less, asks fewer questions, and starts mirroring the team's low expectations of them. How long does it take to build team synergy with a new member? Building team synergy with a new member typically takes 6 to 12 weeks when onboarding is handled well. The first 2 weeks set the relational foundation. Weeks 3 through 6 determine whether the new member begins contributing fully. By week 12, integration should feel natural and largely complete. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.